Part of the challenge in tackling Wisconsin's state budget shortfall this year is that every time new revenue estimates are released, the deficit grows. A week ago, the governor predicted that dismal income tax collections would cause the budget shortfall to increase by as much as $1.5 billion. New revenue estimates this week pegged that number at $1.6 billion, and revised numbers released yesterday suggested it could grow $50 million more. Those estimates are based largely on numbers the state gets from a national firm that does economic forecasting. The governor says that in past budgets, he's been impressed by how accurate they are.
But we have moved into a very different world in which those estimates are changing very rapidly now. And obviously what we were told were conservative estimates in February weren't nearly conservative enough, and that was true across the board.
Furloughs and layoffs of state and university employees are the only concrete plans the governor has proposed so far to fill this latest budget hole. But that chips away a little more than a tenth of the problem at best. Schools are a much bigger piece of the budget, and Doyle says they won't be exempt from cuts.
I've done everything I can to try to protect education, and we're going to still do everything we can to try to protect it, but there are going to have to be cuts.
Doyle says he hopes to introduce more details of the cuts next week. He says the state could also borrow more to fill its budget deficit, and Democratic lawmakers have said more tax increases cannot be ruled out. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.